Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose in the Word of God. It's Monday, May 13. This is Jeff Klein with your weekly reminder to take your faith, your following of Jesus, and move it beyond Sunday. During the Renaissance, artists and scientists revived the concept of simple machines from the Greeks. Remember the six simple machines from grade school? The lever, the wheel and axle, the pulley, the inclined plane, the wedge, and the screw. Then they took these basic elements and combined them to create compound machines such as the printing press and the bicycle. These simple machines made mechanical work easier and faster. Printing was easier and faster than hand copying text. Bicycling was faster and easier than walking. The rediscovery of these building blocks of mechanics paved the way for inventions from the steam engine to the cotton gin and cultural shifts like the Industrial Revolution. So if six simple machines played a critical role in the development of the machinery that drove the Industrial Revolution, then what are the building blocks of a different kind of revolution, a spiritual revolution? While the Industrial Revolution was started with these new inventions, a spiritual revolution begins differently. It's not by looking for new and improved ways to live out the Christian life. Instead, it's by looking back to the beginning, returning to the roots of our faith. What were the simple, fundamental patterns, practices, beliefs, and experiences that made up the roots of the early church? How did the early church live? How can we understand this and then begin to live a different kind of revolution outside of Sundays in our life today? Well, first, the earliest Christians cooperated with the Spirit of God, and they moved in His power. When I'm reading the book of Acts, it's unbelievable how many times the earliest believers were directed by the Spirit of God and moved in the power of God. Philip, being told to stand on the road, there's a guy coming by reading the book of Isaiah, ends up baptizing the man right there and then. Second, these early Christians prayed intentionally and regularly. After they found Jesus, they continued the pattern of prayer that they had learned as religious Jews. They prayed at the rising of the sun, 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and sunset. In Acts, so many times during these prayer times, amazing miracles happen while they're praying. While Peter's praying on the roof, for instance, in one story in Acts 10, he gets a vision, and then he gets messengers coming from Cornelius and ends up leading the first Gentile to Jesus because of his prayer. Third, because of these first two, these earliest believers moved with spiritual authority. When they were asked for money, they offer healing. When they're told not to speak at all in the name of Jesus, they tell the religious leaders, "How can we help it? We have to speak in His name." They move in the world like they have the same power in them that raised Jesus from the dead. They move in that power and offer the world something it can't find anywhere else. And finally, when they're persecuted, they have an intense and steadying trust in God. Stephen calls out his accusers in a prophetic way, and when he is stoned, forgives them. Paul and Silas, when they find themselves locked in the Philippian jail, in the inner cell in the stocks, after being stripped and beaten, sit around at midnight and pray and sing hymns to God. When I read these stories, it'd be easy to conclude that God has changed. It'd be easy to construct a theology around that to justify how little my Christianity resembles this. But I don't think God has changed. It's us who have changed. We no longer live out these simple practices that would lead to a spiritual revolution. Let's pray. Jesus, help us to return to the roots of what you called us to. Help us to put in practice throughout our weeks the same practices that your earliest church did. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.